Blog Talk Radio.
Here's a big ass difference from the way I roll to the way you be doing things. Your whole plan smells booty hole. Go ahead and get your flow sound. Go ahead and pop your Chris. I'll be waiting for your bitch ass behind the club, sipping on English. And something about you motherfuckers I just can't stand. Got a pussy between your butt cheeks, but still call yourself a man. Oh no, you need your stylist. You broke your little nail and your hair fell out of place when you had that little face spell. Fuck that, I drag my knuckles on concrete just to prepare. For the moment I see you with y'all, you'ma blow off your beard. Ski mask strapped on tight. Nowadays that's how you gotta do. Cause broke fucks like you get a black eye and wanna sue. But me, so fuck it, I keep it old school and dirty. I'm keeping my people happy, and that's all that concerns me. So go on and keep hating, bitch, we sick of your bullshit. It's about time a scrub shine, I know juggalos are feeling it. Take the underground up to the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way, I'm scrubbing definite. Take the underground up to the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get you a award, say your speech, better make it count. It's gonna be the last time words ever come out of your mouth. I'll be up in the balcony with a blowgun and poisonous darts. Like a silent assassin, a ninja of sorts. Where you up in your choreography practice with your glittery pants? You hear me outside with a gang of scrubs starting juggalo chants. And when you come outside, bitch, don't get it confused. It's being a passenger side of my homeboy's ride spitting on you. I remain a hulkamaniac, ain't afraid to spend food stamps. Give a fuck what a bitch looks like as long as she giving up that ass. And still grip my bucket without a second thought. Sport the same drawers for a week straight without taking them off. And don't think for a second I'm scared of getting these hands dirty. Cause your hair's looking mighty ripe and these aiming hands are sturdy. So sooner or later your world and mine will be colliding. And as scrubby as it may seem, I'll always be psychopathic riding. Take the underground up to the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way, I'm scrubbing stepping in. Take the underground up to the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Nowadays I just don't know the shit's out of control. They made it cool to be a fag with gay shit up in the videos. But fuck all that, I bring it back down to a scrubs level. Even if I smell a fruit, I beat it down with a rusty shovel. Preppy motherfuckers roll around in their little Benzes. I'll be that freeway sniper with them telescope lenses. These dickheads poking and prodding in the world might not like when they find that this scrub right here don't mind sometimes getting a little Columbine. Take the underground up to the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. I'm scrubbing, stepping in. Take the underground up to the main stage. Turn the whole shit around till we all get paid. Get the fuck out my way. I'm scrubbing, stepping in.
I'm a scrubby, she's a scrubby. Would you like to be a scrubby too?
What's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Juggalo Rider Radio with your host, Tavi Cole. Get a G at the co-host, Psycho Killer. Dan here, yeah, so we can go on another track following that one. So here we go with some fucking O-Tip. Rise, Rebel, Resist.
Thank you.
Watch Impact tonight.
Nope.
Well, the fifth member has been revealed.
Yeah, and I knew that 2 weeks ago.
See, Chris, you really need to stop reading ahead of this shit ahead of time. Because it's really pointless and retarded.
But then again, I kind of find the fact that they can't record anything on time and they're like 3 weeks ahead kind of pointless too.
Yeah, but still, Chris, it's pointless to actually read it instead of actually watching it. And we got a 618. What's good with this?
Yeah, it's Mumbles up in here again, just checking in and shit.
What's good, Mumble?
I actually got back from the Big B release party down here in St. Louis. Actually, the 10th. So, they kicked off pretty good. Pulls gold. But, I don't see what you guys are up to.
Nah, shit, man. Just finished watching Impact, recording, Fight Master, and watching Bleach.
Huh. That's cool. Well, yeah, you ain't whatever play all in whatever. I mean, one day whatever could buy a Big B off the Fool's Gold album.
I don't even have that truck.
Okay, I've already had the full album, but I didn't know if it was being released or what and all that. So,
well, it's released. I just don't have it.
But that's fine, but I'll go ahead and go. I mean, I was listening for a while, so.
All right, homie. Let's see here. I mean, if we do have like a few tracks off of Fool's Gold, we've got, of course, let's see. We've got Here Comes the Lightning, Last One, Nothing to Prove, On the Shelf, and West Coast Summer. That's about all we have off of Fool's Gold. But I want to play B. On the Ride featuring Jared of Head P.E.
You can't find, can't love, and live another.
and we lost Mumble.
Of course.
Nah, well. But yeah, nah, man, I mean, I'll be honest with you, tonight's Impact was actually pretty good.
Mm. I'll start watching Impact when they stop having a stable invade try and take over the company.
But Chris, they haven't always had a stable trying to invade the company.
Well, like I said, after the whole Ace and Angel bullshit's over with, I'll start watching again.
Now that's kind of retarded. You realize that, right?
I watched it for a while, and I'm not going to watch it again until after that whole storyline is ran its course.
Man, who cares about the storyline? Watch it, you know, for the wrestling, for the fact it's fun to watch wrestling. I mean, seriously, do you really think I'll watch it because of the storyline? No.
I watch wrestling to be entertained by the stories going on in the ring and the matches.
Yeah, but I don't give two shits about the storyline. You know, me, I like watching the matches because it's fun watching the matches and, you know, and seeing what's going to happen.
Well, I guess we're different wrestling fans in that regard.
And there again, I watch everything that's wrestling, and I mean everything. WWE, TNA, ROH. Anything that's got to do with wrestling, I'm going to watch it.
Yes.
Including ECW, which I still have quite a few DVDs of it.
Yep.
Well, we're going to go to the track since we ain't got nobody here. I say we go with St. Madness with Walk.
Talking to me. talking to me? No way, folks.
Definitely something I'm happy about. They found the awesome website where, like, if you have, like, any CDs or shit that you just don't listen to anymore, so, like, you put them on your PC or, you know what I mean? Like, DVDs that you're never going to watch again. Like, you just, like, sell stuff to the site and, you know, just, like, send it to them. And they'll give you a certain amount of money by just, like, if they want it and they have the right, you know, the security code thing that's, you know, unique to each thing, they'll give money towards it. I mean, hell. Like, I put one CA Don't Want by, like, Roskill on there, and it was, like, offered for, like, $3.
Okay.
I mean, if you want the info of that site, I can give it to you.
Just send them on inbox.
Okay.
Well, we're going to go with some ICP. I found a body.
I just want somebody there. Somebody to agree or disagree. Tell me I'm right or wrong. Somebody to talk to, be with. Somebody who cares whether I'm alive or not. Somebody who knows whether I'm alive or not.
I was walking home through an alleyway, paying no attention, tripped over a leg. It was a dead body, hit off to the side. He looked like a crackhead, maybe 25.
Thank you.
be around somebody. I mean anybody. I just don't want to be alone.
We went to Clark Park. It's my favorite place. Had to shoot the birds off, picking at his face. Then we took a bike ride. He broke the handlebars. Stopped and had some ice cream. He started acting hard. First he wasn't talking, then he wouldn't.
Fight for you in a court of law, and we will win. Because if we don't win, we'll suck your dick. Specializing in slip and fall and on-the-job injuries, we'll win you cash. If McLuhan, Davis, and Davis take your case on, you can't lose. Either you'll win a nice settlement for your personal injury, or you'll bust a nut in our mouth. That's our guarantee. Call us at 1-800-BLOWJOB now, and let's get this loot together.
And we're back.
Yep. The only thing that I will say kind of sucked about that site was, I mean, I was shocked that, you know, have horse courses were worth a hell of a lot more money than, like, some of the mainstream bullshit that they had.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the only thing I was kind of disappointed with was the fact that, like, the, like, rare Bedlam GA ad.
Yep.
It wasn't worth anything. It didn't have that one.
Well, I figured that would be the case.
But, I mean, hell, if I want to sell that, fuck, sell on eBay.
Now, is this like physical copies, or is it the copies that are on like your computer?
It's physical copies of CDs and stuff. Like, you can sell CDs, DVDs, like, you know, video games to it, all that.
Well, shit, I got I got a few movies I could probably sell and see what I get from them.
The one thing I definitely will say is that movies are usually worth a hell of a lot more than CDs, because some of the CDs I put up there were worth like 50 cents.
Well, yeah, it's going to happen.
One thing I kind of laughed at, which I'm not sure, it just sounds like a ripoff to me, is like I had the whole Nightmare on Elm Street collection or whatever. And I put it on there, and I got like $3.50 for it. I mean, I'm not sure if I'm going to do that one or not, because it seems like for six movies, you know what I mean? It's going to be a hell of a lot more than like $4.
There should be, but you never know.
Exactly. I mean, it definitely, if I watch it on there, it's like, damn, it's like I can get $100 though. I'm doing it. I don't even care.
Well, I'm going to see what I can get from my fucking Power Rangers collection. And the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle collection I have.
Well, the one thing that you got to do before anything else, you have to, like, you know, sign up for the site, which doesn't have like any bad things to it.
Well, we'll find out.
Yep. I mean, hell, the only thing I didn't sell on there is, like, some video games, because it's like, why the hell would you sell video games there? If you're going to sell that shit, like, stuff like GameStop or whatnot, you can probably get more money there.
Well, except, you know, you can't sell movies to GameStop. They don't take back movies.
Oh, I was talking about video games. Like that's the only thing I didn't put on that whole thing.
Oh, yeah. All right, I'm going to go to another track here. Let's go with Twisted.
Turn full circle on the bottom again. Looking up, watching all the clouds. So when you bitch, you're playing bitches, taking in your both bitch, I'll split your goddamn soul and leave you twitching. Twisted ain't no reason that your ass bullshit.
Radio!
Them suckers scared of haters. Underground bitch, it ain't no love for the famous. Get your rug cut, crank low maintenance. Sitting in the dark and I ain't got to make you play this.
Effortless with excuses.
My man.
Oh, why they don't saturate situations for they use this. And who are we that's going to call you out? We done heard all the stories and don't know what the fuck they talking about. I'm not a puppet, so don't pull my strings. I don't need nobody trying to hold me, control me, control me. Shit, you the one that tried to change me. Make me into something that I'm not.
And we're back. So let's see, for my the 3-pack of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie, I'd get about $3 back.
Nice. I mean, dude, you have a lot of shit that you want to sell. Yeah, it's up really quick, and dude, just like I'm saying, you know.
Well, I can find one of the cases for my fucking Power Rangers one. I can see how much I can get back for that one.
Well, man, Zane, this is definitely a good site, though. I mean, I looked around, and it's the one that gives, like, the best deals.
Yeah. But I think, come on, $3 for, like, for a 3-pack? That don't sound right. Well, since Gail G's not here, I'm going to play this track anyways. Fucking Symphonique Miller. The track is called Murder, She Wrote.
I'm killing them, I'm killing them. So game, so sick, I'm killing them. I'm killing them, I'm killing them.
Hating behind my back, yeah, I'm talking to you. Already know you getting mad when I walk in the booth. The only reason you be hating's cause I'm telling the truth. Forget a stash by a little and put the weapon to use. Yeah, and what's the reason for having a stash? You're calling yourself gangster, gangster, and ain't gon' blast it. Pull the mic out, bet you all the haters gon' show love. And they empty their pockets like the dudes at the strip clubs. Some of these artists think they blazing, I don't get it. Cause I'm something like a Billy Cookie, something like a Civic. A pretty girl, but G'd up with the thugs. Got a house in LA, but the South in my blood. Catch me on a stage, catch me on a block. Make the game say, just like my pop. I be rolling in the drop, especially when it's hot. It's Louis or Versace from the bottom to the top now. The diamonds in the water. A&Rs don't like me. They see me climbing to the top. They say the industry fall. Well, I done took me a spot. My whole team coming with me. I'm LeBron on the club. Trinidad James, all gold. Everything that I touch, knock it off. You can't compare me to them lames. Why you chickens laying eggs? I done murdered the game. Snapback so sick. Call me the new era. Panamera, Porsche, windows dark as mascara. I ain't trying to fall off like the last chick did. Can't walk in these designer shoes cause y'all just kids. One thing on your mind should be keeping from getting locked up. Two, stop worrying about me and get y'all guapa. 3, 4, and 5, don't be no hater. I body bag them grand Blackstones, Oakland Raiders.
Oh,
and we're back. So, man, what'd you think of that track?
Yeah. That was actually pretty good. I mean, you know, it's not the style I would usually listen to, but it was actually pretty dope.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean, then again, you know, you really can't expect anything less from Sifrinik Miller, because of she is the daughter of Master P and the brother of Romeo.
Yep. Why don't I actually just wish what happened again? Like, you know how we had that troll night, like, what was it, about 2 weeks ago or so?
Yep.
I mean, shit. It would be a lot more interesting if that happened again. Because, I mean, like, going from that to a few callers, to, like, nobody, would definitely be a hell of a lot more entertaining.
Yeah, it would be. How the fuck did that shit work?
What, the $12?
Nah, fucking, you can use your fucking, webcam to fucking scan shit, and to scan the barcodes of movies.
Well, I don't know exactly, I only get to enter all of them.
Yeah, but if I could
but,
do it this way, it's a hell of a lot easier.
Well, I mean, of course. And the one thing I will say, though, is that, you know, if it's not taking one, like, it's not going to take everything. So, I mean, that's the one I'm saying, okay?
Well, I kind of figured that.
Yeah, like, I got totally pissed off when I was, like, looking through the show. Like, god damn, because I found, like, you know, I had, like, 10 horrorcore seasons. I don't have any barcode whatsoever. It's like, what the fuck? And, like, well, that's useless.
So with the webcam shit, I want to turn that shit off.
Yep.
I'll just put it in manually, fuck it.
It might take a while, but honestly, after you get done, you see how much you get, you might be like, god damn, that's actually a lot more money than you expected. I mean, honestly, when I was just playing all the CDs in there, I was thinking, okay, I have probably like 100 CDs, it'd be like, so I'd probably be lucky I got, like, $50. Like, that's what I was thinking. And then it was, like, 90. Like, holy shit.
Gary Barco, fuck out of here. 0251950479 6.
You want me to play a track while you're doing this?
Hold on. Fuck out of here. But fucking Hellboy 2, fucking Blu-ray. You only get 53 cents for it. Fuck out of here. I'm gonna play a track.
Yep.
People think that they can get away, but there ain't no escaping death. We're all gonna die, just a matter of when. And today is your day. Bust a bee, let's finish the job.
Oh, you got away, bitch, it's just a delay. I committed foul play, sent me to your judgment day. Your family starts to sob, makes my heart throb. Took your last breath, now I finished the job. Air raid your lungs, eyes closed one by one. Body's going numb, they ain't worth a young. A one-man mob, future's what I rob. Shots fired out, bitch, I finished the job.
Yo, we back on the prowl to get our prey. We gonna do this right, it's your judgment day. When you thought it was over, we back to finish the job. Doing it so cleanly, could have sworn it was the mob. We fascinated by blood and these sharp objects. I'm like Jigsaw, always finish off my projects. We some mindless killers, we love this violence. Cutting at your tongue, call this dead silence. You walk around here with a target on your chest. I will not stop till your ass is laid to rest. We were playing possum, we knew where you were. Taking out your whole crew, coming to Punisher. Your ass should've hit, better you knew about the danger. Leave you and your family dead in a bloody massacre. As your heart flatlined, your life we got rid of it. Only thing left to use your death certificate.
Body's on the way, bitch, it's just a delay. I committed foul play, sent me to your judgment day. Your family starts to sob, makes my heart throb. Took your last breath, now I finished the job. Air raid your lungs, eyes closed one by one. Body's going numb, they ain't worth a young. A judgment day, your feelings for the soft. Makes my heart strong, took your last breath, now I've finished the job. Nearly your lungs, eyes closed, one by one. Body's going numb, damn, you were so young. No more man, mom, future's what I rub. Shot fired out, bitch, I finished the job.
Mixed my heart with anger, you were in danger. It became a life changer to you. I was a stranger locked in my dungeon. Knew this was coming. You were the worst to escape. Shocked to see you running, but I had a game plan. Made you a changed man. Did more damage to you than drugs and villains. He low hand rolled up to the ICU. From your waiting plane, you so scared when you saw me. Thought you had deja vu. No reason for your life support. I smoked it like a Newport. To your demise, I'll be your ass core. Torture is my sport. I saw your agony and anguish, but your soul I dismissed. This time for your departure to the bowels of the abyss. Call me the human slayer. Turn you into vapor. Blow my favorite fucking flavor. Smoke you like the ozone layer. Let this be a lesson to all. You cannot escape these prison walls. I'll catch you like a catch a ball. I'll finish the job. Yeah, I stand tall.
Fight out away, bitch. It's just a delay. I committed foul play. Sit me to your judgment day. Your family's first to stop. Make my heart drop. Took your last breath. Now I've finished the job. And leave your lungs, eyes closed one by one. Body's going numb. Damn, you were so young. One man mob. Future's what I rub. Shots fired out. Bitch, I finished the job.
Just became another statistic because I'm still sadistic. It was over from the start. Why don't we be realistic? Could be saved by the medics. I always deliver like FedEx. Your life will repossess. One step ahead like I'm playing chess. To me, you're a pawn. And by dawn, you were gone. It's so easy. I yawn. From this earth, you were withdrawn. Your grave will be dug. Your mom will need a hug. Your blood, I will chug. I'm a cannibalistic thug. I always cease and desist. You tried to resist, but I was going to insist that you no longer exist. It was national news that on this phone you were removed. It was such a big deal. I just stole money from a Jew. Your kids screaming daddy. They seem hurt so badly. They need put out the misery. I'll slaughter them gladly. Always messed you up. I think now you see this. Cause you got a problem, you can go complain to Jesus.
And we're back. And that's just as gay, because, man, it seems like, you know, you get more for the newer movies than you would the older shit.
Yep.
I put the barcode in for, the Rob Zombie version of Halloween, which is a two-disc edition, and, they're only willing to give me 51 cents for it.
Mm.
But you put in fucking Resident Evil Retribution, they're offering you $1.39 and the collection $2.40.
Yep. I mean, no, I know that with when's Jesus got the most for? Because I don't even know how the hell I got a copy of this originally, but I had the Tech 9 the worst, the original version of it.
Yep.
I got like $3 for that.
Man, the most that seems like I'd get for anything would actually be my fucking Power Rangers collection. Because they're willing to offer me $15 for the complete collection there.
Damn, that's more than I got on one item. But I was just using it to get rid of, a whole shitload of, CDs that I'm not going to listen to anymore or I have on my computer, so what's the hell's the point?
Let's see how much we get for fucking Abomination. I'm twisting. $1.39. About $1.36. I've got two of these, so let me see here. I put in for a second time.
It won't let you put the same thing in twice.
Well, the barcodes are the same.
Don't say there's already one in there.
Ah. guess what? I found a way around that shit.
What'd you do?
I could put it, you can put it in for a second time. Because I just looked at the barcode for the second one. Completely different barcodes.
I have like two copies of like two different Tech 90s. I think like Welcome to Strangeland and something else. Don't remember the other one. Like I think it was KOD. And it didn't let you put like the same CD in twice because like you already have it in.
Check the barcodes because barcodes might be different.
It's the same exact barcode on each.
Well, for my abominations, I was able to put in two. They have. Ooh. Funny thing is, I have a third one.
But, I mean, weren't there two different versions of abominations?
Yep. There was a Madrox and then a Monoxide version.
That's why you were able to put two in. The third one definitely won't work.
Ah, give me my fucking CDs. Rob Zombie. And Black Sabbath. Let's watch how much these are worth. And I'll put my Ozzy Osbourne CD in there too. See what that's worth too. Let's see. 2064252122. So really weird barcode. $0.51 for a fucking Rob Zombie. Fuck that out of here. Man, Rob Zombie should be like a collector's item. Well, you know, we're going to another track here. And because of the fact Ghetto G was singing it last night.
Fire, 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 fire. We ain't friends.
Okay, there we go. Hills of Ours 2,
I mean, the one thing I just will say, though, is that even though some of the stuff looks like it's really cheap, like, I mean, I would just, like, put it all in and see, you know, how much you can get in total, and then stuff that you want to say they rather keep, you know, just delete it out, just press the X button, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I figured that one out already.
Yeah, I mean, there's sometimes, like, more amazing thing, like, how much you can get in total.
Well, I know for a fact I ain't going to get shit from my fucking Black Sabbath CD. Because the barcode is all weird as shit.
Well, I mean, if you have to, you could also look it up, like, on Google, like, you know, Black Sabbath, whatever the title is, barcode, and you'll find it there.
Well, no, there's a barcode on this one. It's just weird because it's like this was made in Holland. So the barcode on it is a little bit different.
So it just makes it a hell of a lot harder.
Yeah, because like usually like with like barcodes, like you know how like, they have a number, like one number at the beginning and then a number at the end, like you know like an 8 in the beginning and then a 2 before we put like,
or whatever
like,
the hell at the end.
Yeah. Well, for Black Sabbath 1, it don't have that. It just has the 5-digit and 4 digits, and then one last digit. That's about it.
Well, let's try entering those digits, see if it works or not.
Man, I tried that, didn't do shit. It couldn't be found.
Well, man, I mean, shit.
Oh, well, that's all on me. Because
the one thing I have to laugh at, though, is that my dad, he sold about 200 CDs in there, and he got, like, 120
yep.
for it. And, like, I only had, like, 100 CDs, and I got, like, $100 for it, or, like, 90 or whatever.
Yeah, it usually happens. That usually happens. Let's see.
Then again, like, most of my bullshit CDs are a lot more recent and whatever.
Let me see here. What else I got here I can sell? Well, it's actually also a matter of me actually being able to find the fucking CDs, too. I guess with this.
Yep.
Wait a minute. In here. Yep. Let's see how much I get for fucking Pantera. So to the fact, it's every track that they put out live. So it's around exactly how much I get for something that's live. So I'm doing that. We're gonna go with this.
The attic was less to us than the cellar. If the bones like the attic, let them have it. Let them stay in the attic. When they sometimes come down the stairs at night and stand perplexed behind the door and headboard of the bed, brushing their chalky skull with chalky fingers and sounds like the dry rattling of a shutter. That's what I sit up in the dark to say.
The first time, I ain't even feel feel guilty. Never washed off, stayed bloody and filthy. Just laid there next to the kid all night, kinda soaking it all in and feeling alright. I wasn't even old enough to drive yet, it was hell. I had to put him on my handlebars and dump him down a well. I tried to feed off of that until I couldn't anymore. By my 16th birthday, my total had grown to 4.
I ain't afraid of you, but be afraid of me. Cause when the lights go down, it ain't no stopping me. Memories of my first real killing. They found the raw tied up, just hanging from the ceiling. What I was feeling was just so dark and twisted. I couldn't believe I just did this. Now I'm stuck in my very own private hell. Will I ever do it again? Time will tell.
I was in control until the blood.
It was my
first time. The bloody mess I had.
I lay my ass down to sleep. I pray to fog these memories, seeds, bloody face, and find a breathtaking. But the first, what was I thinking? Just a piece of rope and a pair of hands. I was a man, but she kept talking, man. Suffocation, due to not breathing. I choked her for the very first time for no reason.
It was 11 on my clock, I remember that much. In the graveyard, waiting for the dope man to show up. 10 minutes passed, and there's still no sign. Just then, off in the night, I see some headlights. The car rolls by, driving slow, and I don't know. I thought it was my folk, I ain't pulled a 44. They stopped the ride, started blasting. The first time I didn't pull the heat. Damn, this what happened.
I was in control until the blood.
It was my blood.
The bloody mess I had to clean up.
It was my blood.
I know this ain't right.
It was my blood.
I finally took someone else's life.
First time my knife touched skin and it ripped. Blood started flowing so quick I just couldn't quit. Kept stabbing till everything that I seen was red. The pillow, the blanket, the walls, and even the bed. One color dominating everything like a temporary art. Am I the killer or artist with bloody heart? Then I curled into a ball in the corner of the room, feeling like a creep in the light of the moon.
If I took this gun and put a hole in your chest, it won't compare to the first time I put someone to rest. Kinda like the dream, but on a nightmare level. Every time I think about it, I can still hear the shovel. Digging deep into the dirt to try to hide the pain. Knowing I got away with something, I regret in the end. I really should have never done it, but fuck it, I did. I'm in the first person that I killed with my first best friend.
I was in control until the blood.
It was my blood.
The bloody mess I had to clean up.
It was my blood.
I know this ain't right.
It was my blood.
I finally took someone else's life.
Someone else's life.
Someone else's life first.
And we're back.
Yep.
And I'm at like 12 discs. I'm only at $28.
Damn.
So this would be called, let's see what this would be worth. Holy shit.
What is it? What is it worth?
WWE 13. It's worth $12.50. If you combine that with everything else I've got in here already, puts me at $40.
Nice. But I highly doubt you're actually selling that.
Well, maybe once WWE 14 comes out, then I'll sell this one.
But, you know, by that time, the price is going to have dropped.
Yeah, maybe. But still, I'll take whatever I get, what I can get for it.
Yep. I mean, honestly, I was thinking, you know what, I saw my Nintendo GameCube that I never fucking use anymore, and like 5 games for that machine. Like, shit. I was like, I should sell that, but I'll probably sell that, you know, to GameStop so I actually get some money for it rather than just bullshit.
But you probably won't get that much for a GameCube.
Probably not, but the games, I probably get more from GameStop than I would on that site.
I wonder if you could actually sell fucking systems and shit.
I don't believe so, but you never know.
Nope. You can sell games, but you can't sell the system.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, you wouldn't get jack shit for the fucking games because they don't even have fucking GameCube as a fucking option upon here.
Well, I mean, hell, you never know. If you sell to E13, then, you know.
Yeah, but WB13 is under PS3.
Or 360, or Wii.
Exactly. But they will not take anything from GameCube. From the looks of things.
Well, that's kind of why I'm doing it with GameStop.
Man, it's too bad I ain't got the barcode for my fucking Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles cartoons. Because I have like, there's about, I think 25, maybe 40 discs altogether with that shit.
God damn, you got a whole show over that.
Hell yeah. Unfortunately, there's no barcode on the fucking car. On the car.
Well, Google search it.
Because that actually happens to be the complete series of it, too. I mean, the full-out complete series of the original cartoon.
Well, I mean, I told the complete Nightmare on Elm Street series, like, you know, the six movies as one, so I buy that, and I seriously only got, like, $3 for it.
Okay, yeah, it's 23 discs, all 10 in season.
Damn.
I'd get $15 for that shit.
Nice.
But then again, I don't know if I could part with it because in fact, it's honestly rare. I mean, yeah, you can probably find it at other places, but I mean, it's hard to actually find the complete thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so it's probably better just hold on to that and just sell it like later on.
Exactly, because that shit could become worth a lot of money. Then again, the complete series of the very first original Power Rangers that I have, which comes with it's a 19 DVD set. So 19 discs altogether. So I don't really see myself trying to part with that anytime soon either. Because every single one of those I've been watched only once. And I think if I keep them in the cases, those themselves will definitely become worth a lot of money in the future.
Yep.
Uh, Let's see here. You know what? Let's go with Broken Affinity featuring Charles Manson. On Edge.
Not my fault because you don't understand me. I don't understand you either. But I don't spend my whole life trying to put the blame over on you because my cigarette didn't light or because something didn't work right. What do you want to call me a murderer for? I've never killed anyone. I don't need to kill anyone. I'm thinking. I have it here.
Broken Affinity, you wrote the sin in me. This shit is getting deep, it's blood, it's family. I admit to getting lost and losing my own sanity, but I'm always facing lies, always asking can it be, always being let down by those who make my heart beat. So sick of being sad, I wanna take that dark sleep. When awake, my heart keeps me from the car keys, or I drink another bottle and fall throttle through a park jeep. I never ask so much when you keep making cuts, bleeding me dry, leaving my soul out to rust, eating every last piece and tossing the crust, feeding on my kindness till I had to adjust. It's sad and disgust, but you have broken my trust. And now in everyone's eyes, it's like I fucked up. Well, fuck that, it's time to bust back. B.I.C., motherfucker, let's leave him where the dust stands.
Show respect, take your motherfucking hands off.
This funeral,
it's your goddamn last stop.
I hope I'm getting to you.
Well, I'ma make a gap pop.
Got me on the edge.
What is you that takes the last drop?
Show respect,
take your motherfucking hands off.
This
in you. I put my name on the line, not knowing what you do. I said you weren't scum, that they had the wrong views. But now I look dumb, cause it was you that wasn't true. I'm almost fucking stunned after all that we've been through. Now I wanna grip a gun and shoot the fucking issue. Carve your face for fun as I pull apart your tissue. I got no need to run, cause nobody gonna miss you. I'm not the only one, everybody hating diss you. My soul, I know I'm gonna watch your family cry as they kiss you. I burn brighter than the sun and always rep the sick crew. I've only just begun, you ain't seen what's planned for you. I'll leave your intestines strong and eat your flesh like food. You can't bet Satan's son, I supply unholy truth. I spit with a serpent's tongue and destroy your earthly views. In this realm you're done, I'll leave you broken and abused.
Show respect,
take your motherfucking hats off.
This funeral,
it's your goddamn last stop.
I hope I'm getting to you.
Alive, I'll make a cat pop.
Got me on the edge.
What is you that takes the last drop?
Show respect,
take your motherfucking hats off.
This funeral,
it's your goddamn last stop.
I hope I'm getting to you.
Alive, I'll make a cat pop.
You got me on the edge.
What is you that takes the last drop?
The edge of the blade, on the edge of the page. Last one in your book, just a second remains. On the edge of my sanity, the edge of my brain. Fuck, it's time to cut and jump through the pain. E is for the evil, the whole world a shame. D is bound in death, and with it decay. G is for your grave, the end of this game. E is for everyone, you all lie the same.
Every day I live in pain, it's just another I want you dead. So I'm here to leave you slain, cause you push me to the edge. Hate consumes my brain, I just wanna see you red. I'll make your blood rain like you got a sprinkler forehead. I hit you like a train, now you're in a hospital bed. IVs pumping through your veins, it's all that keeps you fed. And now you got no brains, but you're too stable to be dead. I brought three times the pain, and now you're hoping for the end.
Show respect,
take your motherfucking hands off.
This funeral,
it's your goddamn last stop.
I hope I'm getting to you.
Still alive, I'll make a gap pop.
You got me on the edge.
What is you that takes the last drop?
Show respect,
take your motherfucking hands off.
This funeral,
it's your goddamn last stop.
I hope I'm getting to you.
Still alive, I'll make a gap pop.
You got me on the edge.
What is you that takes the last drop?
The street is my world. I don't pretend to go uptown and be anything fancy. I can, but I find more real in the world that I'm in than I do the tinsel. And the real world is the one I have to deal with every day. You know? Believe me, if I started murdering people, there'd be none of you left.
And we're back. And man, I hate fucking FYE.
Why?
Because of the fact they put their own fucking shit on it, like, you know, their own fucking barcode, so that way you can't get to the barcode that's underneath. And I've got the complete season 4 and 5 of Viva La Bam. I want to check to see how much I can get for that.
Yep.
Alright, I'm going to go with some brittle and tone because I got to take a piss.
We about to take a flight to set. Fuck with my partner. New shit for my nigga brother Linton. Dinner in a movie. I plot on my next murder. Ah.
Dinner in a movie.
In stores March 23rd. Strange Music 2010. Yeah. Sacramento. Hey. Stand up. Chillin' Ellis, you bitch. Yeah.
Like man,
bitch. Check this shit out, y'all. Y'all niggas ain't got this. Exclusive. Hey. Brother Liz, what
are you, yo? I was sitting in the room with a pistol, schizo, fist full of bullets and my grip slow. I'm mad. They say my music ain't strange enough, so I signed it to dotted line with stranger stuff. Now I'm back. I'm bad like LL, and ladies love me, but fuck 'em, I make their body smell. I got a psycho bitch, she'll cut you well. Leave you in the trash can, you better get my mail. I'm so serious, believe it. I'm furious, I'm fucking them bitches while they on their period. I'm seasick. See, here's my brand new meat dish. Intestines and bell peppers, onions and salt, my delicatessen. Cheap trick, I want you to want me. Then I turn around and put your head in my Humvee. I plotted my next murder in the bedroom, gripping on a pistol. Way too potent and like Cisco. Overdose. You ain't getting up in the morning. Eat you over dinner in a movie, I'm Cisco. I plotted my next murder in the bedroom, gripping on a pistol. Way too potent and like Cisco. Overdose. You ain't waking up in the morning. Eat you over dinner in a movie, I'm Cisco. Somebody roll another motherfucking blunt. Other motherfuckers want my sickness fit. Put it up in your mother's cunt. Put it up in your daughter's butt. And just when that's happening, my psycho bitch is running up and she gon' put a cap in them. Slashing them. Cut them in half and butter that ass. And after the fact, I'ma keep coming with psycho shit. Murdering numbers like Michael Pitt. Matter of fact, liposuction. Gut them up and cut them up. My face is in the paper. All it said was, what a nut, your buttercup. You can't even get with me. Did I stutter what, motherfucker? Somebody shut them up before I plug them up. Gun them up. One is enough. Nigga nuts and hamburger. It's just another damn murder.
I plotted my next murder in your bedroom. Gripping on a pistol, way too potent and like Cisco. Overdose, you ain't getting up in the morning. Eat you over dinner in a movie, I'm Cisco. I plotted my next murder in the bedroom. Gripping on a pistol, way too potent and like Cisco. Overdose, you ain't waking up in the morning. Eat you over dinner in a movie, I'm Cisco. My next murder.
Yeah, man, I told you the nigga ain't playing. Brother Liz Puff. Strange Music 2010, Dinner in a Movie, March 23rd, get out and get that shit.
And we're back.
And I wish I actually uploaded the good version, not the stupid version with a million fucking promos.
Oh well.
Who cares?
Let's see what I'll get for this. 64 cents for WWE Survivor Series 2003.
So, like, right now, what's your, like, total you're at?
Hold on. Roughly... $62.70.
Nice.
And that's with the add-on of Armageddon 2002.
Nope.
Yeah, I'm just curious to see what, like, what I'll get for all these. Damn, fucking...
Yep.
WWE Unforgiven 2003 is worth $2.39.
I even have that one. Fuck, I should add to my list. I mean, shit, I basically have all the 2003 DVDs minus, like, three or four of them. But it's really an adding to the list.
Let's see. Unforgiven 2001 for $2.25.
Damn, man. Sometimes you either decide not to add or worth a hell of a lot more. And sure they did add.
9, 1, 5, 3, 2, 4, 8, 8. No Mercy 2003 for 79 cents. Now let's see how much these Harry Potter movies are worth. Deathly Hallows Part 2, 72 cents. Let's see, 8, 8, 3, 9, 2, 9, 13, 9, 4, 4. Part 1 is worth $52, and I'm up to $69.37.
Damn.
Now I'm about to add my best one of them all. See what I get for this. The new line, Jason Slusher Collection, which comes with Jason Goes to Hell, Jason X, and Freddy vs. Jason, only worth 99 cents. So if I could find the fucking case for my fucking, for my full out collection of Friday the 13th, I could add it to that and see how much that's worth. Gil G, what's going on, my nigga?
Ain't nobody give a shit about your DVD collection.
Yeah, I gave him a link to a site where you saw all his CDs and DVDs for money.
Yeah.
And he's been doing this like the whole show.
But you say he's selling his DVDs.
Yeah, well, CDs, DVDs, games. Basically, that's all she could sell on it. I mean, hell, if you want the site, I could link it to you too.
Well, see you later, WWE 13.
Exactly. So you can get $13 for it.
Yeah.
$13.
Yep.
Wow. That is ridiculous.
It's probably more than you get from GameStop.
Yeah, it probably is more than you get from GameStop, yeah. GameStop probably give you about $3.
Exactly.
Probably.
That's why I'm just going to take my GameCube and the GameStop for Shits and Giggles with the 5 games I have on it.
They don't take
$1.
They don't take GameCubes.
Also, I wanted to take it in to see what the fuck they say.
So you can take it in there and be like, get that shit out of here.
Nobody got time for that shit.
Because I looked into that, man, and they said that they don't take those. So I took it to a different place that said that they would take it. You know how much they gave to me for that in a game?
$1.
How much?
$12.
Wow, I wasn't that far off.
For the system, plus a memory card in it, you know, plus a controller, plus a game. $12.
Hey, better than what you got from GameStop.
not really.
Hey, at least you got something for it.
Yeah,
yeah, but at least that same place, I bought a DVD there for $3. So I don't care about that. And this is the place, man. They sell like wrestlers and shit in there too. But the packaged ones, man, they're selling that shit for like way too much.
How much?
Like $20 for like one.
Out of hell, that nigga.
When like the newer ones and whatnot, you buy a 2-pack for like 18, even though that's still expensive.
Yeah.
Shit, man. I got a whole fucking collection of the fucking wrestling action figures. I trade that shit in, I'll probably get like $5. Fuck out of here.
The one thing I'm trying to decide on is for Sunday's pay-per-view, I know I'm going to buy a wrestling shirt. I have no clue which wrestler to get.
You're going to buy the Fandango t-shirt.
Oh, fuck that. Fuck Fandango. There's no way in hell.
Then you're going to walk around the arena going, doo-doo,
doo-doo-doo.
That's the one wrestler I don't want to meet.
You're going to buy the foam finger as well.
Yes. I'm not going to finger you with this finger, even though that's what you want, motherfucker. It's weird shit like that.
Did you just say you run into finger havoc?
No.
Bad fuck out of here.
A little weird.
I don't need no fucking bone fingers. What the hell?
So why exactly are you selling your stuff? Why do you need money so bad?
I don't. I'm just fucking checking to see if I think all this shit's gonna be work.
I sure hope you ain't aiming for something high.
Well, so far, 24 discs, I'm at $70.87.
For 24 discs.
Yeah.
Shit, I have like 89 on my list, and I ended up with like $88.56.
Traded in like 15 CDs one time. I got like $11. I remember this dude, man. He used to fucking steal his mom's CDs and shit and then take them in and trade them in.
That's an awesome idea.
Because he needed money and shit, man. So he just went in there, you know, took whatever he wanted and shit. Went down to the store, traded it in.
It's a lot easier to do that nowadays when everybody has every fucking thing on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not like they'll notice, oh, I lost one CD. It's like, nobody will fucking notice that.
Although, I tried trading in the Esham CD and the Hell's Pit CD, but they wouldn't take them because I didn't leave the bonus disc in them. How the fuck do they know there's a bonus disc?
I don't know. But yeah, no. That's how I was one day, FYE with a fucking CD, just fucking trade that shit in. They wouldn't take it because of the fact they didn't have the artwork.
Man, I saw somebody trading like autographed CDs, man. Like somebody traded in an autographed Tech N9ne Misery Loves Company CD.
Damn.
And then they were selling it in the store for like $10. I wonder how much they got for it, though.
Not enough.
Or like, what was it, the Red Hot Chili Peppers CD or something. It just came out, somebody bought it, and they traded it in. They probably didn't get very much for it.
Well, I mean, shit, man, my fucking complete series of power, of my most important is one. I don't get like $15 for that shit.
What? You're going to sell that?
Yeah, hell no, he's not going to.
Hell no. I'm going to keep that shit until it becomes worth even more money than it is now.
Obviously, it's not worth anything right now. And it's... How many years since that's been on?
Well, I mean, consider that, you know, this is the, you know, like the original series, though, too.
Yeah, people like to tell you things are going to be worth money, but then they never really are.
I mean, shit, man, the complete fucking series I have of fucking Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, like the cartoon, that's one with looked like $15. And it's like, and there's fucking 23 discs. It's like fucking 23 discs and that shit.
Remember them VHS tapes they used to give you at, like, Pizza Hut for the Ninja Turtles?
Yeah. I miss that.
Man, if you had one of those, that'd probably be worth something. A dollar.
Man, speaking of which, thank you. You just reminded me of something. Ugh. Let's see how much I can get for WWF King of the Ring on VHS.
Why the hell would you want to sell that?
Just for kicks, I want to see how much I can get for that shit.
Man, I remember I held a fucking yard sale and I sold all my fucking PlayStation games for like a dollar.
Well, Ghetto, you'd be wrong. Guy just entered the barcode for the fucking VHS and it goes, it says, "Darn gosh, we're afraid we only accept CD albums. Please feel free to try our CD album title."
CD album. Can't they just say DVD?
But hey, fucking Twisted Abomination, you could get like $1.46 for that shit.
$1.46.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I was just thinking of it like this. If you have a whole shitload of CDs that you're never going to listen to, and they're all uploaded on your PC, you just don't give a fuck, or do you just want to get rid of, I'll give you the link, and dude, you can actually make a hell of a lot more money than you expect to on there.
Well, I mean, I do sell CDs that I don't really need, but then, I burn them before I, trade them in.
Well, I mean, if you want the link, I can hook you up.
No, that's all right.
Yeah, you don't end up being like Havoc here.
I really don't have very much to sell. I got like ICP action figures I could sell, but I ain't gonna go for none.
Well, I mean, if you really want to sell something, find a homeless shelter and sell your father.
How am I gonna sell somebody to a homeless shelter?
Okay, fine, just leave them there.
He'll find his way back.
That's why you go outside of Pittsburgh. I'll go to fucking, I don't know, Philadelphia. Drop them off there, leave them there.
You realize that's like 4 hours away from Pittsburgh, right?
Man, if you're gonna do something like that, at least leave the full fucking state, man.
Exactly. I mean, fuck. Take it to the state where there's like nothing to fucking do. Like, I don't know, Rhode Island.
or Connecticut.
Exactly.
Yeah, no,
take him to Happy's house.
You bring that motherfucker here and I will chop him open into a million pieces.
I don't care.
The game is, we care. I think you should do it on one game. That'd be funny as fuck.
That would be your call.
I think people would pay to see that.
That would be out of my hands.
Let's see, I owe the iPod Touch. Samsung smartphone.
Well, why don't you take that iPod touch it, and play that Haystack song I put on there.
That was good. You get the Haystack.
Haystack doesn't look right ever since he lost so much weight.
Eh, so what?
Me, so what? this motherfucker was fat as hell. Now he's all skinny as fuck. Like, what the hell?
I was like Jerry Madrox.
Wait, so which one is it?
Where I've been.
Alright, here we go.
The other day, you know, I was rapping with a partner of mine, you know, real good Christian cat, pastor, matter of fact, and, you know, he told me to whom much is given, much is required, and with great power comes great responsibility. I told him, you know, I could just go out what I've been through, you know.
I don't know where I'm going, but I do. Tell them I'm doing fine, even though I'm doing bad. They got problems of their own, I don't wanna add to that. Me okay, imagine that, it's just a magic act. I play hurt and don't cry, and they act mad at that. Left on foot, came back in the bins. Money don't make me happy, you believe it, so I pretend. Any man living like me, I commend. The situation I'm in is better than the pen. The pen is powerful, the voice is a weapon, the brain is a machine. You know if you've been gifted, you've been cursed, but it could be worse. Lost contact with those who loved me first. I can't find my place, but I diligently search. Don't grunt, don't groan, but it definitely hurts. Came to find out, prayer definitely works. Too worried about the world, not concerned with the earth. And
I don't know where I'm going, but I do know where I've been. Came so far, came so hard. The journey makes you smart, and I learned so much since.
I got pain, hydrocodone, don't work on. Percocet, won't touch it. Oxycontin, can't budget. The pain of dealing with the dirt that I've done. Mama's in trauma, crying over their sons. The good girl that I turned bad, I think about where they at. I was wrong for that. I repent for my sins, but I'm so far gone, I can't remember them all. Can y'all? Talking to my oldest, I made her put it on the pinky. Never let anyone separate you from Kiki. Y'all sisters, you gon' need each other. When I'm gone, you'll still see me and each other. Stick with one another. The world is a bit overwhelming. You need all the help you can get. Someday, you'll be one another's bridesmaid, sitting on the porch, watching y'all kids play.
I don't know where I'm going, but I do.
Wife so tolerant, talk about heaven sent. Took her through some places that she should've never been. Put her through some things she never should've went through. She done did a lot for me that she didn't have to. Argue, but a lot of times I do it out of love, cause you don't stand a chance here if you're not tough. She gullible, I find that lovable, cause gullibility for me was over in my teens. She my motivation. They say behind every good man, if you look, you'll find a good woman. Where does she go right there with the prom queen face and the canteen hair? She believes in the dreams that a lot of women laughed off. Knows when to keep on, knows when to back off. So hard that she gotta be soft. I got a beautiful lady and she make beautiful babies. And
I don't know where I'm going, but I do.
we're back.
All right, man. These damn black people really just broke into this house and they stole a Wii and Wii controllers and some cheese.
No, I think we should play the track Breaking Into Colored People's Houses.
Who breaks into somebody's house and steals a fucking Wii and some cheese?
I mean, the Wii I can understand. You get money for that. But what the fuck are you going to do with the cheese? Just eat it?
Eat it.
Damn.
Like, seriously, man, these people just walked up in this house. They stole the cheese. It looked like a bag of fucking cheese, you know, the little Ziploc thing. And they were walking around with a whole bunch of Wii controllers. And then apparently somebody called the cops, and all they did was walk out the door and walk away, and then the cops were too late as usual. What the fuck? They walk out, they walk in, like, uh-oh, is anybody in here?
We don't mind, we're going to take some of your cheese.
That was the gayest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, man. Yeah, we're just going to break into your house and we're going to take some cheese.
I guess if you're hungry, man, you'll break into somebody's house and steal food. But...
yeah, they probably weren't even starving. We're hungry. They just probably wanted to wean and figure to take a snack.
Oh, we're back to the damn story again. Dude, it's definitely fucking cheese. Yeah, and then the next story that they showed, man, open up the door to this dude standing in a bathroom. His shit looks like he's holding a knife or something, and he wouldn't drop it, so they just fucking shot him. But I think it might have just been like blanks or the fucking bean bags or some shit because he didn't die because he was still moving.
That's okay. I'm pretty sure his stupidity will kill him soon. Will kill him soon enough.
That's the fucked up shit right there, though, man. They trying to get somebody, and they just shoot him with, you know, something that's not gonna hurt him. But when it comes to animals, they'll just fucking kill them.
Yep, pretty much.
I'd rather just shoot the fucking people.
I think we all would. Starting with Big Homie in D.C.
Man, they're not even a threat to anybody. Except maybe themselves.
Yeah, their stupidity
but
is...
we turn around and see what happens. That's what you got with Big Homie and D.C.
Toss them in a room. That's not going to be a pretty sight.
Yeah, they'll probably kill themselves.
You put two gay dudes in a room together, it's not going to be a pretty sight.
Yep.
Yeah, it's Murder, She Wrote.
If that's what you want to call it.
Sure, we'll call that. I'll be going for the encore of this track.
Encore.
Yep. Here we go. Symphony Miller. Murder, She Wrote.
I'm killing them. I'm killing them. Show game so sick. I'm killing them. I'm killing them. I'm killing them. Hating behind my back, yeah, I'm talking to you. Already know you getting mad when I walk in the booth. The only reason you be hating's cause I'm telling the truth. Forget a stash by a little and put the weapon to use. Yeah, and what's the reason for having a stash? You're calling yourself gangster, gangster, and ain't gon' blast it. Pull the mic out, bet you all the haters gon' show love. And they empty their pockets like the dudes at the strip clubs. Some of these artists think they blazing, I don't get it. Cause I'm something like a Billy Coopy, something like a Civic. A pretty girl, but G'd up with the thugs. Got a house in L.A., but the South in my blood. Catch me on a stage, catch me on a block. Make the game say, just like my pop. I be rolling in the drop, especially when it's hot. It's Louis or Versace from the bottom to the top now. I'm killing them, so game so sick. I'm killing them, I'm killing them.
young and I'm hot. Turn they nose up when they see the diamonds and know what. A&Rs don't like me, they see me climbing to the top. They say the industry fall, well, I done took me a spot. My whole team coming with me, I'm LeBron on the club. Trinidad James, all gold, everything that I touch. Knock it off, you can't compare me to them lames. Why you chickens laying eggs? I done murdered the game. Snapback so sick, call me the new era. Panamera, Porsche, windows dark as mascara. I ain't trying to fall off like the last chick did. Can't walk in these designer shoes, cause y'all just kids. One thing on your mind should be keeping from getting locked up. Two, stop worrying about me and get y'all guapa. Three, four, and five, don't be no hater. I body bag them grand Blackstones, Oakland Raiders.
And we're back.
Seems like that girl is a little cocky.
maybe a little bit.
Well, I mean, still, it's a dope track, though.
Yeah, it's better than most girls out there, yeah.
I mean, shit. I guess the talent must definitely run into this, run into family. I guess.
Family of what?
Well, her father is Master P, and her brother's Romeo.
The fuck?
Yeah. I have a Master P gun.
Oh, good.
I'm going to say, what the hell was that Romeo song?
Oh, Romeo.
God damn. I've never done a hell of a lot worse. Or better, I can't find you.
I don't fucking know the words, so I can't sing it to you. Speaking of Little Romeo, is that dude still rap?
I think so.
I think the last time you played a song by him was with fucking Lil Peanut.
And his sister.
Was that the same chick right there?
Yep.
I think she's better off as a singer then. Just not what the hell she sang at that hook though.
And to answer your question, yes, Lil Romeo is still rapping because he's got the album coming out.
Which nobody's going to buy.
Wait.
Yeah, it's called Intelligent Hurtium.
Okay. If you say so.
Apparently right now he's busy with college.
Okay, I don't need his life story. I just asked if he was still rapping.
Yeah.
what the hell is the deal with this shit? Why are these people just walking around bashing in windows?
Who the fuck knows? I don't know.
Man, that's all black people are about is fucking violence, man.
Yeah,
no wonder Tyke had to make that song, Break Into Colored People's Houses.
Motherfucker, do you just want to hear that song? Somebody play that damn song for this nigga.
Do we have it on the soundboard?
I don't know. Probably not.
Probably not.
But that's the third time he brought it up. He clearly wants to hear it.
Let's see, if we have it up on here, then we'll play. If not, then all well.
I like how the car stopped, the cop stopped behind him, tried to get out, then he backed up in him, and then they were still trying to get out.
What the fuck?
Yep, nope, Chris, you're fucked. We ain't got that shit.
Oh.
So, stop bringing it up.
Well, that person's fucked. They got their tires blown out.
Oh, well.
Hey, Romeo's also got a mixtape coming out. He's got a new collab CD coming out. Oh, two collab CDs coming out. Videos you put out so that way we can figure out what the hell that track was that you're trying to figure out.
What?
I said we're gonna find a song that you're trying to figure out here.
It was like one of his first songs when he was like a fucking kid. I think it was called like Oh Romeo.
Let's see.
Or some Master P, Mr. Ice Cream Man.
Oh, when I watched the movie Dead Man Down today or whatever, I liked Wade Barrett's, like, 5-second role.
5-second role? Wow.
Like, he said one line in the movie. That's all.
Man, that movie was boring as shit. I watched it yesterday.
What the hell did he say?
I don't even remember. It's that memorable.
Game time!
I think I had to go through the thing. That's what it sounded like.
It sounded like you just said game time.
Yeah, that's one of the first, that's like the second CD that Romeo put out.
But that's not what we're looking for.
I think it might be called True Love. It's the Salons Knowles.
Okay, so how about after the show, you listen to all the CDs, figure out what song you're looking for, and play that tomorrow.
But You realize I'm not even looking through the... You realize I don't even have the fucking CD downloader, right?
What? You didn't download the whole discography? Every time somebody brings up a CD, man, you go download every fucking CD.
Exactly. And then every time somebody wants a CD you have, you send like three tracks and then forget about it. Here, I found the fourth track in CD.
Just one of this is it.
Yeah, what's your mind? Which reminds me, you still gotta send me the intro track to that hate breed.
Wait, what intro track? What happened?
The first track of that CD. I didn't realize I didn't send that one, but that's the only one I'm missing, the first fucking track.
Wow.
And that ain't the song.
Is it in it?
No.
It's called My Baby.
Oh, there we go.
The day Happy has one of those, it's the end of the world.
But that's that song, yeah.
Oh, bud. So we found it.
Yeah.
I think it's funny how you try to, you know, to go through his entire fucking album, like discography. You can get to one, it doesn't exist. Oh well. Maybe I should send a picture of Symphony to Ghetto G.
No. I'll start that shit again.
Yeah, he said that shit again. Ghetto G was hanging the fuck up.
What
yeah, that gives you a hell of a lot, Chris.
That doesn't make it disappear off of my Facebook.
Well, then block Abby.
Or, Chris, you want pictures on your wall? Let's see what kind of pictures we can put on Chris's wall there.
I love having the approve everything first on my profile.
Yeah, that's still pretty much retarded anyways.
Yeah, you're no fun.
Hmm.
Yeah, Chris, you get some big booty bitches.
Big booty bitches. You want big booty bitches.
Let's see, what else can we put up on here?
No.
Nope.
Here, you get the blueberry.
The blueberry?
Yeah, aka Anna Sophia Robb as a blueberry.
I see.
It's funny how Chris says everything, you know, has to be approved. But the minute I post it up, I can actually automatically see it on his wall.
Maybe he never set that on his profile.
Yeah, maybe not.
Or maybe I have it set so only me and the person who posts the shit can see it.
That's gay.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, Chris, you get a tranny.
Why do you have pictures of trannies?
because that day, you know what we thought that one chick or dude or it was actually a fucking dude, but didn't look like a dude.
You're just gonna send that picture again and again and again.
Let's see what else I can put on his wall here. Here, I'll put a track on your wall in the form of a picture.
What?
That makes no sense whatsoever.
Sure does. Hey, perfect sense.
No, not really.
No, actually, it makes no sense at all. I'll put a track on your wall. I'll put a picture.
Well, yeah, because that's exactly what it's to upload as. It's to upload as a picture.
It's either a picture or it's a track.
Look, it says, there was a problem with the image file. Bad image.
So I wonder how Madchild was able to get back into the United States. I want to see if to pay that off.
Yeah, that way he snuck across the border.
Because the Subnoise Records page is even posted about that. Guess who's allowed back in America?
There you go, Chris, you get a Power Ranger. Hey, you know what? I'm going to share this all Mexicans page to your wall there, Chris.
Uh-oh.
Here we go again with the meetup people.
So, Chris, here's the thing, you can't really say they're made up people if, you know, it's a like page.
Well, the fucking thing is called Latinos or Latinas.
Well, Chris, it says all Mexican.
Maybe the Facebook page is genius. I see.
You realize Mexican is a heritage.
You realize that they're technically called either Latinos or Latinas. That's what they are.
Chris, who gives a shit what the fuck they're called? Because, Chris, you can still call a Mexican a Mexican. You don't have to call them a Latino or Latina.
Well, I'd rather call them what they actually are.
Yeah, they're fucking Mexican. A Mexican is a Mexican.
I'm
or
not
Bina.
This fight is pointless.
Man, what the hell is this Juggalo Paradise thing now?
Oh, come on, though. fuck is it? Who the fuck are you talking about, Juggalo Paradise? Oh, it's a group.
It's a group?
Juggalo Paradise. Close group.
Stupid groups? Oh, look, another page. Underground Vixens. Boring. But I like it.
It's so boring that KOG likes it.
Well, man, it's going to have, you know, probably half-naked bitches on it. I like it.
One of Chris's old favorites, so they want to make her chocolate milk. No, chocolate strawberry milk.
Sounds even better. In which I will combine chocolate syrup and strawberry syrup into one. Chocolate, and then the strawberry.
You know, this should be fucking raspberry syrup.
Then why'd you buy that?
Because they don't make it. My chocolate and strawberry, and caramel, and vanilla, and coffee.
Now the funny thing would be if he asked, and I wonder why I'm fat after saying all that. That'd be the funniest moment.
Actually, Chris, it has nothing to do with being fat sometimes. Good thing about Chris, even the skinniest of motherfuckers can eat a shitload and not even gain a weight.
Yeah, because they work out.
No. Okay, also, Chris, working out also has nothing to do with it, too. You know, some people just have high metabolism.
Send me a fucking sticker.
Who sent you a sticker?
Some crackhead.
Oh, Chris.
Man, I was about to be pissed if this message was from Chris. Because he's sitting right on the fucking phone.
To the point where I can't, where I couldn't burp ever again.
Right.
I'm one gassy motherfucker.
I'm shocked he's just learning this now.
Chris, I've known this for quite some time.
Yeah, well, then why did you say that you're so surprised?
Man, somebody obviously doesn't know how to use their fucking phone, man. Jeez, man. What the fuck?
There's always a he can definitely get more. Because I'm always, you don't think he can get more retarded.
He keeps proving us wrong.
The Dream Master, go the fuck away.
Dream Master?
Yeah. Some artist, some quote unquote artist.
And why do they need to go away?
Apparently he wants us to help. He wants us to help him break fucking 1,400 likes.
How about we just break your fucking face?
Fuck yeah.
Gives a fuck about likes, man.
Yeah, likes mean nothing. It's like, I have 1,000,000 likes. Buy my album. Okay, 5 people buy the album.
Yeah,
That's exactly the whole thing with likes.
Likes do nothing.
Except give you a self-place of gratification, like, I got this many likes of my own. It's like, yeah, go fuck yourself.
It's like all the likes that we get on promos for this fucking show, but nobody tunes in.
Exactly. Wait, come on, fucking Spazzo doesn't even tune in anymore.
It's probably for the better.
Well, sometimes, yes.
That dumbass annoys me even when trying to send a text message. I say, what's up, Spaz? And she says something stupid. And then we laugh. And then that's it.
Okay, whenever she says something smart, let me know.
Yeah, that'll be the day.
Smart. Yeah. Smart.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Her and smart do not go together.
No.
That's like Christian Street. That doesn't go together either.
Who didn't see that coming?
That's like having a fat bitches.
But they go together.
Oh, exactly.
Oh, then again, Christmas fat bitches go together too.
Truth.
Then again, having a Chewbacca go together too.
No, that's over and done with, Chris.
Yeah, that's the longest time there, Chris.
Well, still trying to fuck that thing.
He's still thinking about it, man.
Man, just the fact that Chris is even thinking about me fucking somebody is creepy as all hell.
Now I'm trying to figure out how you could do that.
How?
That's all I'm saying. Something that apparently
Chris, apparently Chris doesn't know about the birds and the bees yet.
No, I definitely do. How with her? That's what I don't understand.
Oh, Chris, you take your dick and you stick it in the pussy.
But why would you do that with her? That's the question. I mean, I know how. It's just, why?
Well, Chris.
That's the point.
Chris, when you need to get laid, you get laid.
Ah, desperation. I get it.
I said this once before, yes.
So, wait, you were desperate for how long did you date her?
It's like a few months.
It seems like years.
That's like rock
bottom. You have to go over tonight because I want to date with her. You have to go over tonight because I want to date with her. It seems like years.
Yeah, it really did seem like you guys were together for a very long time.
It did.
And I think it's funny how that bitch, you know, that she wanted me to end JR one time too.
What do you mean end it?
like stop it completely.
You're like, all right, bitch, you end your stupid modeling page.
I told her to fuck off that shit.
No, you should have brought that up, man. It's only fair.
Yeah, it's true.
But then when she ends it, you know, you really don't end your shit.
I mean, come on.
If you love me, baby, you'll end it.
Oh, bitch, I don't love you. I just wanted to get laid.
Damn, man. Well, that probably makes
and
her
those
feel,
are the kind
that probably
of
makes
that
her feel good, at. Though, because nobody else wanted the fucker.
I don't even touch that thing with a crowbar.
The only thing that still gets to me is I told Havoc this bitch is crazy and that he dates her for forever.
Forever.
That's something I'll never understand.
Well, I think that's kind of what the mentally retarded do. If you tell them something's crazy, they have to go with it.
It all started with a poke war into saying what's up, find out this bitch crazy. Havoc fucking it.
Like I said, desperate times call with desperate measures, and I needed to get laid. So there you go.
I guess. We'll just agree. Anyway.
Yeah, we'll just agree, because we don't want to even talk about this anymore.
Oh, Chris, you can't say shit because it's in fact you almost fucked a bitch with herpes.
Oh, and we're back. Full circle.
And the fact that I chose not to, even though I totally could have gotten laid. So I can actually say something there.
I wish she would tune in so she could hear that.
I wish she would tune in, too. That'd be funny as hell.
So, wait, so, Chris, you're saying that, you let you fuck a chick with an STD?
Yeah, use a condom. Doesn't matter.
Man, if that condom breaks, you're fucked. Because condoms always don't always help there, Chris. They do break.
Well, duh. I know that.
What do you mean you know that? Do you have a kid somewhere?
No, I mean, I'm not stupid. I actually know that some condoms will break at times.
And exactly what would you have done if it did break?
I would have shipped my African-Mexican midget to Canada so they get free health care.
You could be fucked either way. That shit broke.
Did you just say so
they could
get free health care?
Yeah, they're from Canada, eh? So they get the free health care, eh?
But that shit ain't gonna do much for if you got herpes.
Okay, fine, put them in India. That kind of dad really won't give a shit about them.
Yeah. Chris doesn't grasp the fact about having herpes. And it's just more concerned about having a kid and getting free health care.
Well, we all got.
What are you doing? Bitches give you gas.
I just rip ass.
It's fucking gross.
It really is.
We should play this real quick.
I'm talking with Charles Ramsey. He's a neighbor. Walk me through again what happened this afternoon.
I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms. Dad gave away. My neighbor got big tentacles because we see this dude every day. We eat ribs with this dude, but we didn't have a clue that that girl was in that house. She said, please help me get out. Kick the bottom, and she comes out and she says, it's some old girls up in that house. Call 911 and they called him and McDonald. I knew something was wrong when a little pretty white girl ran into a black man's arms. They gave away. My neighbor got big tentacles because we see this dude every day. We eat ribs with this dude, but we didn't have a clue that that girl was in that house. She said, please help me get out.
do next, and we'll songify that. Do it to yourself on the Songify app. Just like this.
Just like this. Just like this. Just like this.
Oh, yo ho. Action on the yo.
Dead giveaway. Ooh, dead giveaway. My neighbor's got big testicles, cause we see this dude every day. We eat ribs with this dude.
And we're back.
Funny thing about that is, in the one video that they were filming, Chris Calico was actually singing that song in the background.
Oh, fuck?
So that song's all over the place. Everybody's heard it.
Yeah. And it's sad with fucking Chris Calico singing it.
Hey, at least he could sing.
Let's see if I can add people now since I'm out of fucking Facebook jail.
You'll be right back in
there. I'll have one person, I'll be back in.
Somebody
ask the question. Do you know this person? No. Fuck you, you're back in jail.
Poor Colby's feeling lonely. Now everybody on her list is going to hit her up. What's up, babe?
Fuck that.
Like, I really like your titties. It's funny to watch what dudes do on fucking Facebook.
It really is.
Like, they trip over the ugliest fucking bitches. Like, hey, babe, hit me up. You're so sexy. And I've come to terms that there's not one hot single juggalette in that fucking singles group. No, one.
Bad.
They're all fat and fucking nasty as hell, man. Like, goddamn. Like, no wonder you're fucking single, man. That's why I'm single, but goddamn, ain't nobody want you.
Well, except for Chris.
Man, Chris probably won't even want him.
Yeah, I'm not even in the group.
I don't know about that one, Ghetto. I mean, because, like, you know, Chris already said he has no purposes. He goes for personality.
But I'm just saying, man, these bitches are fucking disgusting.
I mean, you know, at times, yeah, I'll go for personality. But, come on, the bitch is ugly as fuck. I ain't going with it. Unless I'm desperate as fuck to get fucking laid. Well, if that's the case, you know, the bitch
is coming from the
table.
Man who fucked Chewbacca.
Oh, and the only decent looking chick in that group, man, like, fucking, she doesn't even talk. There you go. Cute good morning text. Wake the fuck up, bitch.
No, Chris, but I'm talking about is the fact that if I was to fuck any of these bitches in this fucking chat, man, they are definitely getting a bag over their face first.
Man, them people, man, you need a double bagger.
Yeah, and some rope to fucking tie the bag on them.
Mad Damn Rabbit sent me a fucking sticker of this thing with coffee. That's exactly what she needs.
Exactly. Alcohol is the new coffee. So get the fuck off of it. And not Irish coffee.
I'm going to be this dude right here, man. He just walks up in his bank or whatever and just starts wailing on the window with a group horn. Dude, why don't the fucking dumbass go through the fucking giant hole that's in the middle? Look at this motherfucker. Comes out with like a fucking shotgun. Where'd that bitch get that? Oh, she had a fucking bank or something. She got a fucking like shotgun or something in the bag. And this motherfucker's still wailing on the window. He called the police. Don't worry, I'll be done breaking his window by the time they get here. This dude is fucking retarded. He can't even get through the fucking window. Why don't you go through the door?
Because he wants to go through the window instead.
This is so stupid. Still wailing on it. This person's gonna get stuck in here, isn't he? He's gonna get stuck. Oh, there we go.
You know, that would have to be funny though too if he did break the window. Try to climb through it and he got stuck in the window.
That's what I was explaining. Dude, he's going back out the window. Why don't you go out the fucking door, man? Freeze. Uh-oh, police are here. You fucking idiot.
Police are here. Am I fast? Look in the window. God damn it.
That's probably the worst robbery ever.
I can see Happy pulling that one off.
Man.
Wow.
No, oh, that motherfucker out, I can go through the door.
Why don't they just shoot the damn glass? Or use the door that these people keep walking out of. These people are not bright. Yeah, I'm going to walk in here, beat this window here. About 20 minutes to do that. It doesn't even look like they got away with anything.
He probably just walked through the window and walked right back out.
No, he crawled in there, went in a desk, opened up the drawers. It doesn't even look like there's any money or anything in there. People stealing the cheese.
I mean, come on. You're going to go into a bank to rob the bank, but you just can go through the drawers and not go for the safe.
What the fuck does this mean? I'm not a drunk. I haven't drank Rockstar.
Oh, fuck. Who the fuck said that?
Who the fuck do you think?
Rabbit. He didn't drink a rock store. Yeah, he's definitely a drunk.
I never would have thought that about Rabbit.
I saw
it for the first time she started drinking.
I
and the
her
second
English
and third.
Speaking of Mayhem Fest, that shit's here today.
I shall be here in August. Or maybe a couple weeks, or maybe like a couple weeks from now.
That would be August.
Exactly.
Find out here. Play him. I think it's funny how we, you know, how we actually get it twice.
Well, somebody's excited about getting a Tech 9 jersey. Oh, it says it's Tech 9 and a 9 on it.
Yeah, it probably costs like $100.
Yeah.
It's the July 21st is when Mayhem comes this way. What a damn burning way. But there again, we get it twice anyways.
Speaking of which, that person just was talking about how they called psychopathic. That motherfuckers need to send me my CD already, man.
You still ain't got your fucking Big Guru CD?
I've had that CD, and I didn't get that off of them.
Well, then, what CD you waiting on from them?
An old-ass CD.
You probably won't get that shit.
Gee, thanks for making that so reassuring.
That's true.
I mean, they took the money out Saturday. So Sunday you don't get mail. So it's only going to be like 4 days so far, you know what I'm saying? But still, how long does it fucking take to send out the fucking CD?
I don't know.
And it's that old-ass CD, Basement Cuts.
Damn. Maybe they ran out of fucking copies.
Oh, there is something that was really strange whenever I actually bought a copy of the Ringmaster off of them. And then when you opened it up, man, the fucking CD was completely different. Like, what the fuck shit are they trying to pull? Like, this isn't the original fucking CD.
Nope.
Oh god, there's that fucking Perfect Pauly fucking thing again.
That's just a waste of fucking commercial right there.
Well, you better like it, man. I got that for you and Chris for Christmas.
I will set it,
God damn it,
on fire, and then throw it at some fucking corner with a backpack.
Set it on fire, man. I'm paying $15 for that. You better not set it on fire.
Like I said, I'll set it on fire. And throw at a fucking foreigner with a backpack.
Man, they're used to being blown up.
Oh, just give it to Busta B. I mean, well, you think about it, technically, he's a foreigner. So he's a foreigner with a backpack, too.
But I'm saying, if a foreigner has a backpack, they probably have a bomb in there. Why the hell is Hammy going to set him on fire?
Exactly.
Why not?
Well, I've seen an early explosion, I guess.
I guess. Man, this damn chick likes everything, but I can't ever get the fucking tune into this show.
Who?
I don't know. Trish? Some chick I found off the like page because I just added her because she likes everything.
Have you ever tried to have a conversation with her?
Yeah. It was really awkward.
And how'd that go? You shouldn't say something that she says.
Oh, no, I was talking or something. Then it ended up talking about dogs. Then I told her about the show. And then that was about it.
Carnival of Murder.
Carnival of Murder. How about that?
Let's see what I can find on this fucking thing. Just,
is that nobody has to smoke except him. And we can be glad for that.
I can't even believe a person smacked that window with a sledgehammer and didn't even break.
That's awesome.
And then the store just closed down the store with their metal fucking doors.
I would just let them keep doing it to see how long it took them to do anything of damage. And make fun of them, they couldn't do shit.
Well, they had to run away because some old lady was swinging her purse at them.
That's even better. So basically, you can't break shit with a sledgehammer, and you get beat by an old lady with a purse.
Yeah, so some old lady saved that store.
God damn it. I wish he did. That would have been funnier to see how long it took him to break the shard of glass with a sledgehammer.
Mm-hmm.
Enough of your jungle paradise bullshit. Go the fuck away.
That's how people feel about us.
Yeah, they probably do. But no, man, I'm in this fucking single juggler and juggler and keep going in. I'll keep seeing this fucking juggler paradise this, juggler paradise that. Come and join. Juggler paradise. Like, fuck you!
Well, just comment on it and say no.
Man, I just might do that.
That'll start something right there. A whole bunch of people see it. Like, fuck your shit. Like, you're fake.
Man, this is an idiot right here. Fucking some chick goes, I'm not single. Why am I here? LOL, I don't remember joining. And this dude goes, are you looking to cheat?
Man, fucking
that
like
that like
shit.
That sounds like you, Havoc. It really does sound like him.
Are you looking to cheat?
That sounds pretty like Havoc.
See, man, we need more people like that. Not them idiots that trip over every bitch that's online.
Oh, man. I liked it.
Yeah. That's a whole lot better than that other guy saying that he hates fat chicks. But that was funny. But this is great. Because you say something about fat people, man, people go crazy. Mainly because that entire group is nothing but fat people. That'd be like my fat ass posting about how I hate fat people. It'd be like, whoa, you're fat as fuck too. No shit. Doesn't mean I gotta like fat people. Like, if the girl is bigger than I am, it's not going to happen.
An asshole. I'm commenting on this person's status right here.
Ask them if they have any cheese.
Hold up, hold up. There's a dude, put up a pic. I guess like his brother's fucking profile thing here. And it's got a picture of Lil Wayne, and dude mentions, that's not a picture of him, it's Lil Wayne. So I just add, fuck Lil Wayne.
Yeah. Fuck Lil Wayne.
And this dumb motherfucker right here. Well, Joseph Rogers goes, real men don't wear pink, we eat it.
Wow, he's clever.
You know what, just in case that chick's looking to cheat, I'm going to add her.
She's not looking to cheat, motherfucker, what the hell?
And in 1 minute, Havoc will be blocked from adding people again.
Yeah, that person's gonna delete there and fucking block you, yeah.
Yeah, we're shocked.
Then report you, Facebook's be like, do you know how well do you know this person? Do you know him outside of Facebook?
I mean, shit, when I had people on my new profile, just ask those questions already, I'm like, what the fuck? I didn't even get blocked on here.
Yeah, well, I'm blocked for the remainder of the month.
You know, I wonder if an Asian chick puts it to like Chinese food.
What?
I said, I wonder if an Asian.
Where did that come
Asian
from?
I wonder if an Asian chick's what?
Pussy tastes like Chinese food.
Yeah, I highly doubt that.
I'm sure it does, Eric. In, like, Fantasyland or some shit like that.
Or if it tastes like sushi.
Oh, man, if it tastes like fucking Chinese food, man, I'll be eating that all the time. Shit.
If it tastes like sushi, no. No. Fuck that.
Yeah, it'd be smelling nice and fish, man. What the fuck?
Yeah, you don't want a pussy that smells like fish. And this is kind of another reason why when I was hanging out with the Angel, I mean, shit, she didn't smell like fish, so fuck that.
You say she smelled like fish? Like, you could smell it through her pants?
Exactly.
She smelled that bad?
Damn!
Yep.
Hey, you almost got laid. You almost got laid by that.
That's the reason they chose not to.
No wonder she was so willing, man.
Exactly.
And you didn't say nothing about that?
Nope.
Man, I would've.
So wait, hold on. Did she offer to have sex with you?
No.
No, but she would've probably, knowing her.
She didn't even offer him, because if that was the case, I'd be like, damn, bitch, you need to wash yourself or something.
Yeah, fucking run to the bathroom, fucking get a washcloth, and you know, everybody's going down on her, fucking wash her shit.
Damn, man, he says she smelled with clothes on.
Well, I mean, that's herpes, crabs, which you got from our radio show, apparently.
Our radio show gave her an STD?
Yeah, because you got only plenty of crabs.
So, us talking about it made it happen?
I don't even know. I'll pay attention to her.
Well, I mean, Havoc is a witch, but you know, other than that.
I don't remember casting anything on that bitch to, you know, give her a fucking crab.
Maybe wish her, like, a bath on her or something.
She should just take bath salts and become a zombie.
No, that's just what we need. A real dirty zombie.
A zombie prostitute.
I mean, if I could, I'd do one better. I'd wish for a fucking bathtub to drop on her.
That's what I was saying. He was talking about bath salts.
Why the fuck were you talking about bad song for, motherfucker?
I was thinking, might as well. Make her a zombie prostitute.
Yeah, but if you do that...
Pretty much away the prostitute.
Yeah, but dude, if you do that, her pussy's gonna smell even worse.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
And I'm nowhere near safe, so I'm good.
But...
That's so
gross,
man.
I don't even think a fucking... being in a whole other state would help.
Yeah, man, what the fuck, man? This chick is gross.
And I'm glad I never wanted to touch that bitch, ever.
Well, I mean, you probably could have had a fair shot. I mean, seems
so how easy she is.
Yeah.
Yeah, good point. I mean, because, you know, if Chris almost had a shot, then I'm pretty sure anybody could.
Damn. Low blow.
Wait, but damn, there ain't no way in hell I'm going to have my dick smell like fish. Or how long have it hurt?
Wow.
That bitch right there needs to take a bath and, like, 10 different types of fucking perfumes, body washes, fucking doing, like, out of fucking shove a fucking bar of soap up her fucking pussy.
Leave it there for a couple months. It might smell good.
Probably straight up dissolve.
Knowing her, what?
And just eat it all up.
Yeah.
And then
there we
go. Use my work.
There we go. I'm going to call this number right here. I'm going to talk to this girl. I'm going to call this number. She's going to be washing her car all sexy.
But no, either that or... No, you know, the many, like, you took a fucking... Super for fucking pussy that fucking shape comes... That's what probably drop out and fucking run away.
That'd be really funny.
Wait. Run away and run the fuck out.
Like, the fuck is that?
Not again. Not again. No. No. No.
God damn it, it's not Daniel Bryan.
I won't make it.
Because if it was, it would eat it. Goats eat anything.
Exactly. I mean, unless fucking Chris is trying to tell us that Daniel Bryan has a smelly pussy.
Well, Chris would know.
No, I would not.
Damn kids.
How the fuck are you pissing again? They're just going to be pissing until the end of the show.
Yeah, goodbye.
Oh, that's nice.